This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Today we come to the final point Peter makes in his second epistle, chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. He has pointed out that if you as a Christian trust in God for His abundant provisions to live as we ought to and cooperate with the Holy Spirit as we endeavor to add certain qualities to our faith, we will be effective and productive in experiencing a dynamic, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ and be kept from stumbling and falling in our walk with Him. Meditate on that long and hard. It is worth pondering. But there is more in verse 11. Listen, you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Notice the certainty implicit within this statement concerning your eternal destiny. If you make every effort to add the gracious qualities that Peter encouraged in verses 5 through 7, and eagerly make your calling and election sure by faithfully becoming more Christ-like, then Jesus Christ will richly supply a warm welcome into His eternal kingdom. The certainty of our eternal hope is founded not on our performance, but in God working in us to will and to act according to His good purpose, Philippians 2:13. Always remember, it is God who is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. 2 Corinthians 9:8. Finally, rejoice in the promise that He is able to keep you from falling and to present you before His glorious presence without fault and with great joy. Jude 24. I trust you have enjoyed this journey through 2 Peter 1:1 through 11.